This is Nature Notes, a Maine Naturalist afield. I'm Glenn Muddlehauser, an ecologist and naturalist with Maine Natural History Observatory. Recently, I had the chance to talk with Finn about their journey into the world of field botany and how it all began.
I'm Finley O'Connor. I recently graduated my undergraduate degree and have been doing field science for the last 4 years and intend to do it as long as I can into the future. I was really interested in science as a kid. I loved natural history museums more than anything in the world. But I was way more into the paleontology side of things. I was a dinosaur kid through and through. But I always had a love of being outside. There were days where my sister and I would be out in our woods from just after breakfast straight through until last minute before dinner. I had lots of friends that were in different nature education programs, and I would learn plant ID from them or going on walks in the woods with my dad. My art teacher from the time I was six on was a botanical watercolorist. So from a very early age, I was paying a lot of close attention to particularly the plants around me. Field biology didn't occur to me as an option until probably just before going to COA. I had this light bulb moment as I was agonizing over, like, what degree programs do I want to pick? What colleges do I want to go to? And I went, oh my God, I can go to college for plants. That's like even in the realm of possibility. Because it was just so second nature that I never thought of it as like a career path or a study path. It was just how I was. Yeah, I came to COA with sort of like a million different possibilities in my head, many of them in the natural sciences realm. And then I got my first field season under my belt and I was hooked. My dad and I would make terrariums from local plants. So I learned Pipsissewa and striped wintergreen is actually what it's called, but my dad always called it Pipsissewa. So I learned a lot of the little tiny New England understory plants through that. I remember like walking, we were on a walk in the woods and I was riding on my dad's shoulders and I saw Dendrolycopodium on the ground. And I was like, what's that? They look like baby pine trees. He was like, that's princess pine. They're not actually a tree. That's how big they get. And I was absolutely enchanted by them. And then at some point during homeschooling, my mom did a fall activity where we were going through and finding all sorts of different acorns and comparing them to acorns and field guides to go, okay, this looks like it's a pin oak. Let's go see, like, so that was collected under that tree. Does that make sense? Like, here's the bark. Here's what we have in the area. And a lot of introductions to plants were through art. Just constantly doing different projects with different local plant species. And my teacher had some incredible large scale projects that she worked on consistently in the studio. So we'd have live specimens from different, she would do different habitat scenes. And really that's what taught me to look closely and get the detail. And then I started at a nature school and one of my friends, who also was an instructor at that school, was really into plant ID and herbalism. And I just started sending them endless pictures of plants and being like, what's this? What's this? Why is it this? How is this different from this thing? And I went from there. I do paperwork outside. And if I'm going more in depth with it, I generally tell them about the projects that I'm working on and why I think that they're important. I talk to them about why I think that long-term monitoring and baseline data sets are vital for understanding the landscapes around us and how they're changing.
That was Nature Notes, a Maine Naturalist afield from the Maine Natural History Observatory. This program was produced by Glenn Muddlehauser. The theme music is Keeper of the Light by Hallie Pottle Parker, performed by Hallie Pottle Parker and Kate Pottle. For more information, you can go to mainenaturalhistory.org. You can find more episodes of Nature Notes on the WERU archive or wherever you get podcasts.